Let's have a look at last night's global dairy trade auction with the head of co-op affairs at Fonterra, Mike Cronin. Mike, not much to see here, really. A steady result, albeit not what the futures market was picking.
Yeah, steady and pretty more flat probably than I'd expected. Jamie, looking at last week's pulse and probably just glancing through to the futures as well. But if you stand back, you go looking at what's happening in the world, both on supply and demand, probably not too much of a surprise.
Yeah. So what did we get? A 0.1% increase across the board. That followed the 2.8% increase a couple of weeks ago. And the powders were up a wee bit and the fats were down. What happened to cheddar, though? It took a bit of a tumble.
Yeah, cheddar had a tough night on GDT, which is a strange thing to have to say. But I guess looking out to the sort of C4, C5, those future periods in which we're buying, it's pretty just a bit soft there. So, and it has been moving around a little bit too, cheddar, for a while.
There's a lot of turmoil around the world at the moment, especially in the Middle East. I was talking to Mike McIntyre at Jarden yesterday afternoon, and he was suggesting some of this unease at the moment could even be working in our favour. Is the Middle East stocking up?
It is stocking up, and we saw that last night. China was there, not bad numbers, but Middle East, a lot of those countries come out of Ramadan, probably inventories a bit low, and looking to stock up a little bit. So that helped just reinforce that, even though a flattish result, but sort of participated quite well through there too. So, but the world, as you say, the world's a pretty tricky place out there too, and having optionality and different customers and different markets is pretty important at the moment.
Are you buoyed by those better GDP numbers coming out of China? It's got to be good for us.
Yeah, there was quite a data dump of economic information out the other day, probably not quite where they want it to be, but not too bad. We run our own index where it's been about for the last 5 years, where we talk regularly to our customers and resellers, and it's just another data point, Jamie, but that's showing probably a lot more optimism than maybe some of the market signals are showing at the moment. So fingers crossed that sort of comes to pass as well.
So whole milk powder, which is the most important ingredient, recorded a 0.4% lift up to US$3,269 per tonne. At those sort of levels, and I'm not putting the words in your mouth here, Mike, but this year's payout, $7.80 is your midpoint at Fonterra, it's pretty much locked in, isn't it?
Yeah, we're well through the season, just in terms of where we are. Production's starting to look forward to the next season. Obviously, every time we get these results in, we go through the numbers and what have you. And, of course, we'd make any announcements if we need to update that. So,
the season, volume-wise, having a strong finish. I know that Southland's been good all season, but the likes of the Waikato region, the key dairying region, it got a bit hot for the poor old cows there in the middle of summer, but they're coming home with the wet sail.
It is, yeah. I mean, one of the things we love at the co-op here is warm rain. Jamie, we're getting a lot of that, and probably more than we expected for longer. So Southland's been going like a steam engine for ages, but Waikato, after a little bit of a tricky time, just coming back and for, as you say, a good finish.
So will we get ahead of last year's volumes, do you think, with a strong finish?
Not quite looking like that. So probably just we might sit around where we were from last year.
Now, I note that the futures market for next season, which we're concentrating on now, has been trading, over the past 6 months, as low as $7.30, as high as over $9. When do you fire your opening shot?
We're having a look at that now. So we'll come out towards the end of May just with our first indications of what FY25 is going to look like, but of course, and we always remind people this, is that's just the first shot, and the final price isn't set until that's 16 months later, so a lot can go on during that sort of period of time.
Mike Cronin out of Fonterra, thanks as always for your time on The Country.
Good talking to you, Jamie.